This is Ozarks at Large. It is a busy week. Here to help me talk about music for this busy week is Timothy Dennis. How are you, Timothy?
I'm great. How are you, Kyle?
Very good. I'm in the Harold and Blanche Cox News studio. I say it's a busy week because obviously at 91.3, it's our on-air fundraising week.
And there's a constant rumble in the background of everything we do.
And that's because it's Bikes, Blues, and Barbecue, which extends. Someone told me they saw that Tulsa actually has some events that are trying to, you know, sort of capitalize. And I know that Fort Smith and Eureka Springs and all other points experience Bikes, Blues, and Barbecue. So there's a lot going on. How about for music?
For music, there is still a lot going on. Of course, there's a lot of music going on as part of Bikes, Blues, and Barbecue. You can find out more about that stuff through the official Bikes, Blues, and Barbecue channels. But I'm going to focus on stuff that's not happening as part of Bikes, Blues, and Barbecue.
Okay.
Let's start with Friday night. Stage 18 is going to have a folk show featuring Truman Rail Boys.
Oh,
fun local folk group, and also Cameron Johnson, who's also a fun, great local singer-songwriter.
Absolutely. Cause we're fading day by day. We're slowly but surely. We're on our way. That show has a $5 cover Friday night, and it will be from about 8 o'clock to about 11. Again, that's at Stage 18 in Fayetteville. Moving up the road to Springdale, Black Apple Crossing will have Pat Ryan Key.
Oh, I love Pat Ryan Key.
I do too, and he's got a band with him Friday night called The Broken Heroes. They've kind of got a little bit of rhythm and blues bent to it. That's a free show from about 8 to 10 p.m. at Black Apple Crossing. Moving on to Saturday night, or actually Saturday day, because Melody Pond will be at Jam and Java in Fayetteville during the farmer's market.
They'll be on that little outside part
of
Jam and Java.
The little patio area.
Yeah.
I've always kept a level head. I'm always our leader of faith. In the eyes, I keep my eyes on the prize. I don't have time for fancy, but lately, with all your romancing, you've started to turn my neck. Oh, what the heck?
They'll be there from about 9 a.m. to noon Saturday. Also happening Saturday morning in Fayetteville, Storybook Strings will be at Fayetteville Public Library. Storybook Strings, they're a regional string quartet, and they create musical interpretations of popular literature.
And this is not connected to Mike's Blues and Barbecue?
I would assume not.
Right.
I would assume not. That show at Fayetteville Public Library with Storybook Strings, it's from about 10:30 to 11:30 a.m.
And I'm guessing it's free of charge.
I would assume so. Presume so, actually.
Yes.
Moving on to Saturday night, a band called The Salesman will be at Nomads. Jump into a fire, I can see it, you die. You're not afraid of fire, you're not afraid to die. Get down with the glory, you have to bring it yourself. Got no time for praying, no time for growing, no.
So it's a band, but their name is singular, the Salesman.
Exactly.
Okay.
Have to make that distinction. They're a Centerton-based metal band. They're joined on the bill by...
Wait. They're a Centerton, as in Centerton, Arkansas-based metal. And I'm not making fun of that. It's just that I've never heard that phrase before. A Centerton-based
metal band. I had neither until I said it.
I like this. Okay.
They're joined on the bill at Nomads by bands Keepsakes and Sound Pilot. And it's actually a album release show for The Salesman.
Excellent. Saturday night.
Saturday night, it gets underway at Nomads at about 8 o'clock. Moving up to Springdale Saturday night, there's going to be a Tejano band at the Springdale Civic Center.
Tell me more.
It's, and I hope I'm pronouncing this right, La Fe Norteña. And it's Tejano Tex-Mex music.
Qué
They're joined by Adrian Acosta and Maxima Legion. Tickets for that show are $20, and it's from about 8 o'clock until about 1 a.m.
All right.
Moving farther up the road to Bentonville, Crystal Bridges will continue the Forest Concert Series with a singer-songwriter that goes by I, spelled A-H-I.
Okay.
He is an indie soul folk singer-songwriter, and he's performed everywhere from Nashville to Canada to the Guggenheim.
Oh, okay.
So this guy, he's the real deal. Feel alive again. Hold me here inside your arms. Tell me that you won't let go.
Show me where the blessings are. There is where we build our home.
Cameron Johnson will actually be the opening act for that show. It's part of the Forest Concert Series, so it's free for members and youth, $10 for everyone else. And it's from about 7 to 10 p.m. Saturday night. Over in Eureka Springs, there's going to be another acoustic soul singer-songwriter by the name of Anitra J. She'll be at Brews. If I had a dime for every time you said I love you, and then you turn around and do what you do to make me hate you, I would be rich beyond my dreams, sitting on top of the world a million times. That show has a $5 suggested donation, and it will be from 7 to 10 p.m. And then finally Saturday night down in Fort Smith.
Yes.
Harry's Live. It's a newer venue, actually, in Fort Smith, and they're going to have Dirtfoot.
Oh, and that's Saturday night as well.
That's Saturday night as well. It's got a $10 cover. It's from about 9 p.m. to 1 a.m.
All right. So plenty with Bike Explosion Barbecue, plenty that's not associated. So it's a big music weekend.
Yes. Yes, indeed.
Thank you, Timothy Dennis.
Thank you, Kyle.
Where the devil sees me, I'm on my knees. I-